Internet dating services emerged in 1993, but it wasn't love at first sight. It took 6 years before the public warmly embraced dating services. Now the marriage of computer and romance has cut in on some more traditional ways of dating, like meeting in bars.
You want to vote for Bloody Mary too?
I do.
I need a line.
I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Far away from all the bar chatter is plenty of keyboard clatter. His online romance tries to take hold via computer. One couple who met that way decided to set down roots on a quiet street in southern Wisconsin. Chris Lindell and her husband Jim live in Janesville with their four young daughters.
This is Cameron. She's the littlest. She's the peanut. She weighed 3 pounds, 5 ounces when she was born, and she's up to 8 pounds, 10 ounces now.
The odds against online romance loomed large for the Lindells. Chris was getting a divorce and didn't want another intimate relationship. Moreover, she didn't even own a computer. Jim found her on AOL Personals while Chris just happened to be checking out the site on a friend's computer. 2 months passed before Chris got her own PC. That's when she started getting email from Jim.
He found me again, and he said, "Do you remember me?" And I thought, no, I don't remember who this guy is, you know.
The married couple now laughs about the incident, but for others, not knowing who's on the other end of the keyboard can pose emotional and sometimes even physical risk. Dane County Assistant District Attorney Robert Kaiser has prosecuted numerous stalking cases and helped revise a state law on stalking to include intrusion by computer. He says sometimes a spurned person will seek revenge.
Telling male persons out in the cyber world that this woman lives at this address and has this phone number and is interested in sexual relations that involves whips and chains and being beaten and being raped forcibly, and she invites you to come to her door at any time, and having women actually, unfortunately, have their doorbell ring in the middle of the night with equipped persons ready to carry out what's been promised them according to these emails that are sent out.
A similar scenario happened to a Kenosha woman in 1999. A former boyfriend went online and posted nude photos of her and her new partner, along with the couple's name, address, and telephone number. Calls came from as far away as Denmark. Safety's been such a concern that most matchmaking services have a list of do's and don'ts for cyber couples. One site, True.com, actually runs background checks on customers. In addition to the safety issue, there's cost. While some dating sites are free, others have increased their fees. This has taken the bloom off the romance for some. Internet dating exploded at first. Some matchmaking sites grew by as much as 80%. A consumer analyst with Jupiter Research says online dating services are still getting bigger. But Nate Elliott says the growth spurt is probably over.
That growth is starting to slow down. The industry hasn't peaked. It's a very large industry. It's the largest category of paid content online and will continue to be for quite some time.
Elliott says e-dating owes its start to email, where people flirted by sending messages. That evolved into online matchmaking companies. Despite the popularity, Chris Lindell remembers her hesitancy to use one.
I was not interested in any internet dating.
That's how Janet Murray felt. The Oregon woman was also wary of going online to meet people to find dates.
I don't know how to put this delicately, but I mean, I think there's some people who are using it sort of as the online version of a meat market, or, you know, to meet people for maybe sexual encounters rather than actual dating.
Murray is still dating, sometimes with help of a computer. She says it's a good way to screen people according to age, education, profession, and personal interests. But she says she hasn't found Prince Charming yet. For Chris Lindell, cyber dating literally had a fairy tale ending.
I really love Disneyland, and I really love Cinderella's castle. So when he asked me to marry him, he actually proposed in the middle of Cinderella's castle.
8 months later, and 3 years after their initial contact online, the Lindells got married in Las Vegas by Merlin the Magician. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.